All right.
Check your status of fellowship as we continue on here in the doctrine of hospitality. Whereas one may apply hospitality, one may be on the other side of the coin and be a guest recipient of hospitality. There's certain manners, obviously, doctrine and otherwise, we are to have as a guest, of which this doctrine is being applied on our behalf. So that's Roman numeral 8, hospitality as related to the guest, page 4. Guests are to be sensitive to the pressure that the host may be under. To make the application, it is not always just kick back and laid back for the host. It may be involved heavily sometimes in regards to what they're doing. Obviously, Martha's attitude that we saw just shows how much pressure one can place upon themselves as they want to do things right, etc. Luke 10:40. That's what we got there. There, Martha was distracted with all her preparations. So a lot of things going on. If depending on how large of company you may have, the extent of the meal preparations and otherwise. And then 41, as we saw, Christ, if you will, chastising her for getting wrapped up in these things to such a degree. Not that there's not a proper place for it otherwise, but not there at the expense of Bible class. To be a good guest means to possess good manners, just common sense, obviously, is utilized in this respect. Manners, again, is something that just seems to be more old school anymore. Parents should teach your children good manners. You know, there's nothing archaic about yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. In fact, you may learn that those kinds of words, that simple phrase, may project you ahead in life just because people that are older or in authority can respect, you know, that type of an attitude. But anyway, to have good manners, obviously we have certain manners that are to be followed in the decorum of assembly, no talking, no unnecessary movement, and all these other things. That's good manners, poise, if you will, in being around others. In regards to being a guest, a recipient of hospitality, allow the host as much lead time as possible to expect your arrival. Now, obviously, Abraham didn't have much notice on his deal. He looked up and there they were. And it may happen that way. But today, with modern convenience, and the fact that almost everybody that I know of owns a cell phone anymore, there's no reason why one couldn't call ahead if necessary, see, to allow someone. Otherwise, understand that there may be a spur of the moment deal, but if it's possible, to let them know when to expect and how many, how long, all these other things. Two, be on time. Somebody invites you over. Obviously, doesn't have to be on the second, but people usually are sensitive to others. You'll find that they don't keep people waiting. Someone's going through all the issues of preparing a meal. More than often, that meal is timed in preparation to coincide with the arrival of the guests, so they can sit down and eat and things of this nature. So, three, don't be demanding. Motisa, or whatever. I'm not a politician, so I don't have to worry about that stuff. Don't be demanding. Four, seek to be of service if possible. I'm from the South. That's the way everybody talks. be of service if possible. At least maybe provide opportunity for assistance. Let them know that you're there if they need help. That's point five, offer if you want to, but also be sensitive to the fact that they may not want your help. Certain occasions that the host wants to engage in the application of complete service to maybe whom they are applying towards, like Abraham and his divine messengers. I've been to people's homes where in respect for office or whatever, that they just want to serve in that capacity and make your life just as easy as possible. Fine. That's appreciative. That's honorable. So, you know, just those things you just got to be discerning about. If they don't, then defer to their wishes. Point five, don't insist. Sit there and, well, I don't like the way you're doing that here. You know, there's people like that. You know, like to butt in. They got to be involved in everything. Relax, you know. Six, seek to recognize their schedule and be sensitive. If you're a guest, example, don't keep them up late if they have to get up early. They got a job they got to be at 30 in the morning. You know, a couple of shots, all right, and put the ball away. You have to keep them up forever or any other reason. Usually people kind of let you know if you're listening, oh yeah, I got to work in the morning. Oh, okay, glad to know that. Won't keep you up forever. Seven, don't wear out your welcome. Don't abuse the grace offered. To show up like Randy Quaid in Christmas Vacation and they're going to stay there for a couple of months. Now, come on, give me a break. You got to respect other people's time. And there's people of grace that they will extend it, you know, in spite of it. But otherwise, to be a good guest, you want to be sensitive to that. See what their schedule is like, what's customary in regards to the longevity of stay. You know, family may be one thing. Family may not care. Stay for a year, I don't care. But others, you know, you got to be sensitive to these things. Eight, don't seek to dominate every minute of your host's time. You got to have their undivided attention all the time, recognizing that there's other things that they may have to do around the house or whatever. Nine, recognize that they may not be on holiday as you are. And, you know, I'll pass on that partying mentality tonight because I have to work, you know. Whatever, so to be able to adapt to the situation. 10, express your gratitude for their application if opportunity is right. It's not necessary. I mean, generally people know that may know a person. We didn't see Jesus and the angels falling all over themselves thanking Abraham. But, you know, you're not after it for the approbation in application, but you know, food's good, say it is. If it's not, well, eat it and just shut up. 11, in short, do to others what you would have done to you. I don't know if that rule applies to everybody, but anyway. See, there is a time not to accept hospitality that is offered. One may extend an offer to join them. It may not be right timing for whatever reason. Proverbs 23, 6 through 8. Do not eat the bread of a selfish man or desire his delicacies. For as he thinks within himself, so he is. Selfishness is usually a form of self-centeredness, where people think too highly of themselves. He says, you eat and drink, but his heart is not with you. Someone who's not doing it with the right reasons, the right purpose, that they're truly enjoying your fellowship, why bother? You will vomit up the morsel you have eaten and waste your compliments. Someone that's running another SCA, not adjusted to doctrine, things of this nature. It's all right to decline if necessary in that respect. Again, it takes discernment to know the proper times. D, do not attempt to use the hospitality extended as a way to advance yourself. To ingratiate yourself for personal gain. Luke 14, 8 through 11. People like to be noticed. They operate under approbation. Want to be seen, hobnobbing with the rich and the famous, you know, and all these other things. Let them do it. See who they hobnob with in eternity. When you're invited by someone to a wedding feast, Jesus, this is his teaching, do not take the place of honor unless someone more distinguished than you may have been invited by him. And it may be offered. But don't rush in. You know, I got to have the best seat, the best place in the house. Some people just need to chill, relax. It doesn't make any difference. So why it's packed out and you're on the card table rather than the main dining room table? Oh, why? So what? That's where the kids usually sit. That's how they like to picture that. Huh? And he who invited you both shall come, verse 9, and say to you, give place to this man, and then in disgrace you proceed to occupy the last place. You know, like someone going to a concert or a game somewhere, and they try to sit in somebody else's seat, and here comes the usher, and excuse me, get up. Got this guy's seat. Well, if you're young, you don't really care about stuff. No big deal. You can get away with it. But, you know, generally speaking, it can be somewhat an embarrassing situation. It's a self-induced misery brought upon one individual for not being sensitive to the situation. In verse 10, but when you are invited, go and recline at the last place so that when the one who has invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will have honor in the sight of all who are at the table with you. Let God exalt you. You don't have to exalt yourself. Proper time, proper place, people will recognize you. He'll put the right people in the right places to do these things. See? That's the idea. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And then an important principle of accepting hospitality is that one eats whatever is set before them. Obviously, if someone has dietary restrictions, etc., you would try to make that known for the chef. Otherwise, the host would understand that. But just because it's not what you're accustomed to, you may go to a foreign country and somebody invites you in. I remember sitting down at the home of a Vietnamese family, and they served their dinner, and you know, they didn't have a lot, and they served a lot. And you look at that fish in the eyes and everything, how they like to serve their food over there, and inside your stomach's going, I don't know about this, but you're polite, see. And you eat it. And hope you don't choke on the bones, or maybe you hope you do choke on the bones, I don't know. So, you know, people recognize these things. Luke 10:8, in whatever city you enter, in regards to the 70 being sent out in their ministries, they're going to be dependent upon others to help them through God's grace, etc., and application. And when you enter, they receive you. They open their doors and application hospitality. Eat what is set before you. And they'll be going to different places, different culinary places.